The Memos folder contains folders and files that have accumulated over time. Let's unclutter this folder and free up some disk space. Click the Shopping List file. Notice that the File and Folder Tasks list expands to display several file tasks. Click Delete this file. You're prompted to confirm that you want to move the file to the recycle bin. Click Yes. The file is moved to the recycle bin.
You can also delete several items at once. Click this file. Hold down Control and then click the Business Memos folder. Both items are currently selected. Press Delete. Click Yes. The items are moved to the recycle bin.
As long as an item remains in the recycle bin, you can restore it to any location that you choose. Let's restore a file to its original location. To open the recycle bin, click My Documents. Now click Desktop. Double-click Recycle Bin. Click the To-Do List file. Notice that Restore This Item is now available. Click this task. The file is restored to its original location.
You can also restore a file or folder from the recycle bin to a new location. Click the Business Memos folder. Click the Edit menu and then click Move to Folder. You can use this dialog box to select a destination for the folder. Click above the scroll box on the scroll bar. Click Desktop and then click Move.
To verify that the folder has moved, click Desktop. The Business Memos folder is now displayed with the contents of the desktop.
Click Back to return to the contents of the recycle bin. If you want to permanently delete a file from the recycle bin, you can select the file and then press Delete. If you want to empty all of the items in the recycle bin simultaneously, you can click Empty Recycle Bin. Click this command. Click Yes. The recycle bin is now empty. You can permanently delete folders, files, and shortcuts to increase free disk space and help minimize the number of unnecessary items stored on your computer.